Hi, I'm Lola Michelin, and you're listening to the White Witch Chronicles, hosted by the Northwest School of Animal Massage. And today I'm here at Paxia Farm, equine retirement and rehabilitation facility on Vashon Island, Washington. And I'm here for the second in a series of vlog posts regarding equine massage, what I like to call my equine massage countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And in the previous vlog, we talked about the 5 reasons your horse might need a massage. And today, I want to talk to you about the 4 questions you should ask the person you're hiring to massage your horse. So your massage therapist is going to have a lot of questions for you. They're going to want to know about your horse's health history, the activities you're involved with, his exercise program, feed, care, the environment he's living in, and they're going to be making lots of observations. And all of this is going to help them provide the very best service possible for you. But you should have a couple questions for them too. So here's my 4 questions for your massage therapist. Number 1, how or where did they obtain their training? Number 2, do they have any specialty services or other services they provide that might be, you know, particularly useful for your horse given either your discipline or your activity or your horse's health? Number 3, are they insured? And number 4, what is their massage philosophy? So the first point, how and where did they obtain their training? So there's a lot of different ways that people can obtain training in equine massage, equine acupressure, and other types of manual therapies. You want to know that they've received a thorough training, including such things as anatomy of the horse, the biomechanics, the physiology of the horse, the behavior of the horse, in addition to their massage training. So I recommend programs that have at least 200 hours or more of training. And just be aware too, if you're working with somebody who's been in the industry for a number of years, they may have started doing work before there were traditional massage education programs available. Many schools have only opened up in the last 10 to 15 years. So if somebody has already been practicing, you might not be as concerned with what school they went to so much as where they got their experience, who they worked with, whether they work closely with veterinarians, things of that nature. Just going to Harvard doesn't mean you're going to be the best in your field. There's a wide range of education opportunities for people, and ultimately it's all about finding the therapist that fits you. You know, it's just like any other therapist or, you know, your hairstylist. Once you find a good one, you want to stick with them. The second question is, do they have any specialties? So nowadays, there's so many different ways that we can help our horses, and many times your body worker is going to have additional tools that might help you in your relationship with your horse. Things like saddle fitting expertise, maybe they're hoof trimmers, so they have more knowledge about foot problems. They may have trained in things such as myofascial release to work with the tension or tensegrity system of the fascial tissues or soft connective tissues. They may be acupressurists as well, so maybe they specialize in particular discipline like jumpers or eventing, and you might want to work with somebody that's familiar with the type of work you do with your horse. So number 3, are they insured? Now this is really important because there's a potential for injury when doing this type of work. And if something were to happen to the therapist on your property, if something were to happen to your horse during the session, or if you were injured as a result of their activity, although that's very rare, we do want to make sure that we have a general liability insurance policy in place so that the therapist is going to be responsible for the activities that go on. Also, different states have different regulations regarding the practice of equine bodywork. And so in some states, massage is restricted to veterinarians only. And so somebody who is practicing equine massage in that state may be doing so outside of their scope of practice. And in that case, they wouldn't be able to obtain insurance, or if they did, the insurance wouldn't actually be useful in a claim situation. So you want to know, A, that the person you're working with is working within their scope of practice, and that they are insured so that you're protected in case of an accident or injury. And lastly, I like to talk with other equine body workers about their philosophy, their approach to their massage work, because there are different philosophies that help inform the work that we do with horses. So it may have to do with the way they train or ride or how they view the human relationship with the horse. And you want to make sure that their philosophy aligns with the way you care for your horse, the way you engage in activities with your horse, so that the two of you are working towards the same goals. And so from Paxia Farm and from me and Bobby here, I hope you have a wonderful day. Namaste, and we'll see you in the aisleways.